The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Friday, July 1st, 2022. President Miguel Díaz-Canel stressed that Cuba attaches a high priority to friendship and cooperation with the people, the Communist Party, and the government of Laos. Díaz-Canel held a video conference meeting with the General Secretary of the Central Committee of the Laos People's Revolutionary Party and President of that nation, Tung Lun Sisulit. From the Palace of the Revolution in Havana, seat of the government, the Cuban head of state expressed to Sisulit his satisfaction with the dialogue after the contact between the two in November 2018, when the Asian leader was the prime minister. He thanked the Laos party, government, and people for the permanent support for Cuba and its revolution, including the condemnation of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade of the United States and the contributions of Laos to the confrontation of COVID-19. This, he said, confirms the unconditional support for Cuba and that in the most difficult moments we can always count on its help. Sisulit expressed his satisfaction with the contact and stressed that it was made at a time when both countries implement respectively what was agreed at the 11th Congress of the Laos People's Revolutionary Party in January 2021 and the 8th Congress of the Communist Party of Cuba in April of that same year. He also sent a greeting to Army General Raul Castro. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, highlighted the progress made in the implementation of the CONSAS project in Cuba, in which organizations linked to the agri-food sector are participating. This strengthening project of the Integrated Knowledge Management System for Sustainable Food Security in Cuba, CONSAS, is implemented with financial support from the European Union and technical support from FAO and the United Nations Development Program. CONSAS has had challenges because it began under the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic, said Aymara Garcia, a consultant from the FAO office in Cuba, at the conclusion of a workshop on the program. The project, approved in 2019 as part of the SAS Cuba program, is aimed at improving the articulation of actors in the selected municipalities in an integrated knowledge management system based on sustainable and resilient food production. Social organizations and peoples from the Guatemalan highlands recognize Cuba as a beacon of dignity for Latin America amid the harsh U.S. blockade. For 63 years, the U.S. government has brutally enforced an economic, financial, material, and technological blockade against the Cuban people, despite the annual resolutions at the United Nations to call for the end of this irrational and unjustified measure, according to a statement by the Tsuk King Pop movement. Grouped as native peoples, the signatories warned that Cuba, a beacon of dignity and sovereignty, is under attack and consider the blockade's purpose of crushing a people worthy and proud of their self-determination ineffective and hindering development as a fundamental right. The peoples of the world, the indigenous peoples of Guatemalan highlands, social organizations are calling with a giant voice for the lifting of the blockade and the destabilizing actions against the peace and security of the Cuban people. Cuba is under attack, but it is not alone, nor has it ever been, they said in the statement. And in the international agenda, we have that two high-tech refrigerated trucks donated by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, today guarantee the safe transfer of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to the interior of Nicaragua. According to directors of the Ministry of Health of the Central American nation, each unit has the capacity to transport 4 tons of injectables at a temperature of minus 20 degrees Celsius. For a part, The head of the Ministry of Health, Marta Reyes, thanked UNICEF for the donation and highlighted the importance of having said vehicle fleet, which will guarantee the effectiveness and efficiency of the vaccines in the different healthcare centers. Meanwhile, the National Assembly of Venezuela approved in second discussion the law of special economic zones, regulations designed to promote investments with a view to the economic reactivation of the country. According to parliamentary sources, the legal instrument aims to regulate the creation, organization, operation, and administration of areas for the development of economic projects and productive chain. In this regard, the president of the Parliamentary Commission for Economy, Finance, and National Development, Deputy Jesus Faria, stressed that this law seeks to preserve the country's sovereignty and is fully in tune with the economic development of Venezuela. Today, Venezuela counts on special economic zones in the states of Lara, Táchira, Falcón, Cojedes, and Miranda. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.